State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to We Talk Back Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network.
Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically Black women with an opinion who talk back.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back, a show dedicated to you dreamers and chasers. This is your co-host, AJ Holiday. What's up, Tam Bam?
Hey, y'all. It's me, Tam Bam. I love y'all. I love you too, AJ. How you doing?
Hey, girl. Love you back.
Let me tell you something. A bitch said that she know our voices apart because you sound articulate and I sound slow, like I be dragging my words. And I just want to say something, bitch. I am not slow. Sometimes my words may slur or, you know, drag together. One, because I'm country, and two, because I have MS. I don't like saying I have it. There's some MS lingering around somewhere. So that's why, girl, I ain't slow.
I've got motherfucking shit in there somewhere.
Yeah, some shit in there.
MS, some motherfucking shit somewhere.
Yeah, that's what it stands for. Some motherfucking shit.
And, you know, the reason why I have to really sound, like, try to sound super articulate on this shit, and one day I'm going to do a whole Geechee motherfucking episode, but I want to make sure the people hear me and understand me, so I intentionally try to articulate as good as possible for y'all motherfuckers. And when I don't, like, say shit like, hoarder, okay, this bitch always hoarder. Tried to course correct me.
As, hoarder.
Hoiter.
Okay? It's not no T in that shit.
No, I'm not adding a T. I'm adding a D. Hoiter. Hoiter.
It's an extra letter somewhere in there.
Hoard. I remember when one of my homegirls was like, why you be saying again? And I'm like, huh? What you mean? Like, she was like, okay, if I invite you someplace, you will hit me up and be like, I ain't coming again. I'm like, is that some Charleston shit? Like,
yes.
Y'all don't say again?
Not at the end of that sentence.
Okay, because in our minds, I'm not going to say mine, right? I was going to come, but now I'm not coming again. I've changed my mind. It makes sense to us.
Mm. Again, it's like, bitch. Again, you never coming.
Man. What you had going on?
My weekend was, I ended up going to Dreamville Fest out of nowhere. One of my homies from Interscope was like, where you at? Pull up. So, you know, I gassed up the Jetta. I ain't got no Jetta, but I gassed up the Jetta and shout out to Dreamville Fest. It was so much fun. I took my little sister with me, and that was her first festival. We had a time, girl. It was so many people. It's a lot of walking. It was a little chilly. So the festival looks wasn't looking. Everybody kind of had on, like, hoodies and leggings just trying to stay warm out there.
Oh, it's cold?
It wasn't cold, but it wasn't warm. So it was, like, somewhere in the middle, like, J. Cole got up there. Oh, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that in stupid internet news, but, yeah. That's really all I did this weekend. What about you?
My niece and her friends went to Dreamville. They had been planning for months, child. So they did the two-day thing. I've never been. And maybe I'll go one year. I don't really like those big group things like concerts and shit like that. Mm-mm, it's too much shit going on. Too much energy is just too much.
It's but like if I didn't have VIP access, I wouldn't like
that's
it.
That's what I was about to say. Like backstage, VIP, yes, I'm there. But other than that, being a gym pop, absolutely not.
I mean, I moved around Gym Pop a little bit because, you know, that's where all the people are for the most part. But, yeah, having to stay with random people, ew, get off.
Well, look, was he said, I just got here. I just got here. So in Charleston this weekend was our annual bridge run, the Cooper River Bridge Run. So millions of people come into the city, child. Y'all know the Africans always win the race. The fastest was
maybe Kenyan.
23 minutes. It was Kenyan, and then another was he Ethiopian? I can't remember.
Well, how long was it?
Well, marathon? It's 5 miles. Yeah.
Oh, okay, 5K. Mm-hmm. Was that? No, 5K is 3 miles, ain't it?
Girl, listen, don't get me the line because I did the bridge one time when I was in my most fittest form that was in high school, my last year of high school. Actually, no, I think it was my freshman year of college. I did do the bridge run and I ran most of it, too.
You participated this time?
No, I participated in the after party. Oh, my cousin ran it. I only know a couple people who actually did it this year. I'm pretty sure more people did it than I asked, but yeah. It was
what is it a celebration of?
It's just for like nonprofit, you know? Like what is the word I'm looking for?
A charity run.
Charity. Well, there you go. It's but a what, charity you know run. What, but it's been going on since the 80s. It's different organizations.
Oh, like, every time?
Yeah, like my cousin, she ran, and it depends on what package you buy. She's a veteran, so she ran for homeless veterans. Okay. So it's just different
proceeds
charity.
Go different places. Okay, that's dope.
Yeah, man. So the fucking city was flooded. It's already always flooded all of a sudden, but it was nice. It was nice this weekend, downtown Charleston. If y'all never been to Charleston, come.
Yeah,
don't stay though, because we full. Just come.
Don't nobody want to stay? They just go come and visit.
Well, I guess our audience, because I would like to think majority of our audience are probably brown people. Mm-hmm. But any beige people, do not stay when y'all fucking come visit.
They gonna want to stay.
Right. This for them. This for y'all. Yeah, so that was my weekend. I just did some hanging out. That's about it. And now my social media has to rejuvenate.
Your social media? Meter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that feeling. All right, let's get into the sins of the week. Let's go, cock! South Carolina defeated Iowa 87-75 to win the national championship and complete a perfect season. Go ahead, Dawn Staley.
Period. They didn't lose a game.
Not a single game.
And they going to act like this black woman ain't amazing? Dawn Staley. Okay, yep. I think she's from Philly, right?
I wonder if she kin to Deuce Staley.
Oh, no. Who's that?
Never mind. Let's keep going.
No, tell me.
Football player. Well, he retired, a long time retired now, but big time football player out of South Carolina.
Yeah. But she's from Philly, I think, though. She's not, well, that doesn't mean she doesn't have family from down here, but yeah.
So you saw how CNN posted Carolina won, but had a picture of Caitlin Clark up there. Like, what in the world? Like, disgusting. Why don't y'all have a picture of the winners?
And people are talking about her future in women's basketball. Can we talk about the present? Can we talk about what just happened? Can we talk about this predominant black team in South Carolina?
Of all places.
Coached by a black woman. Can we get some props at some point? Like, they just be so blatant with the bullshit now. It's disgusting. Like, quit playing in our faces, okay? Because I feel like that was me. I feel like I was a coach and I won. Okay, I root for all people black. I don't care who feel what way about what.
Yeah, listen, I felt like I was Tammy Cardosa. Cardova? Whatever. I don't know how to pronounce it, but you couldn't tell me I went. I was going around Dreamville, go Cox! Every 5 minutes. And you know that shit right there by NC State. So I know it was a lot of, I know we just whooped their ass last Friday. So I know they were still kind of sore.
A lot of salt over there.
Yep.
Go Gamecocks.
When I got in the Uber to go from the hotel to the concert, I asked the Uber driver, I was like, are you a Gamecock fan? Because they just won. He's like, no. I was like, zero stars. Zero stars for you, sir.
Do not recommend.
Oh, goodness. So at the Dreamville Fest, J. Cole got his ass up there and was like, I need to tell y'all some shit. I ain't told nobody else. I ain't slept for 2 days behind this shit. It don't feel good with my soul. I shouldn't have. That was lame of me to let people influence me. And he's like, my phone was blowing up. I had 1,000 missed calls, 1,000 texts. Like, what you gonna do? And I allowed that to influence me to do something that just don't sit right with my spirit. And I know I called the album Might Delete Later because I'm really about to delete this shit from the album. So if you don't know, J. Cole made a diss to Kendrick Lamar's 7-minute drill, which I thought was lyrically good. I like the first half better than the second. I feel like people from up north like the second half better than the first. But here's the thing. My thing is, why are people... Because you can be fans of both. You don't have to pick a side. You know, you can be... I love both of these people. I love Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. And I feel like everybody wants you to pick a side, and that's a problem. I don't have a side. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just wanted to hear more lyrical sparring from the two. So I still hope J. Cole come back with a diss so there could be some more lyrical sparring, at least between Drake and Kendrick.
So you admit that this wasn't a diss. It wasn't a diss at all.
What wasn't a diss?
You said you wish that he would come back with a diss. So was his diss track an actual diss or not?
Who? Oh, shit. Who you talking about? Kendrick?
Just now you said you wish that...
Kendrick comes back with a diss?
No, you said J. Cole, right?
No, Kendrick. I'm hoping that he still responds. He probably not going to respond with a diss after that, you know, or not toward J. Cole, but I want him to because I enjoy the lyrical sparring.
Okay, first of all, I love J. Cole and I love Kendrick Lamar. I love Kendrick Lamar a little bit more because he's a Gemini, right? And to me, he's lyrically better than J. Cole. They mm-hmm. both have their little sauce, but it's just like a little extra seasoning when I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar. I can relate to him more.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw, okay, because first person shooter, he says the big three, but then he says he's Ali, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, he's the Ali of the big three. So you really still down in the other two people that are supposedly in this big three lineup, which would be Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and himself, J. Cole, which causes Kendrick Lamar to come off the bench. Guns a-blazing, okay? And just like dumb white ladies that raised J. Cole...
See, now how you gonna make
Drake.
This out?
Hold on,
make it a racist thing. Don't make it a racist thing.
Girl.
Don't make it a racist
thing. Just like the Karens that raised them niggas. y'all incite some bullshit, and then you want to retreat and act like you the bigger person. That's some bullshit, nigga. Where's the lyrics? What happened was he dropped that diss and realized that diss in real time was not the shit. It was subpar. It was bare minimum bullshit. And
it was not.
Now he feels like, damn, I shouldn't have done that. Because it really wasn't that good of a diss in the first place. He has rap diss remorse. I don't know what I want to call it, but
I don't think it he didn't ether him. It wasn't like how Nas did.
Yeah, you tap Kendrick in and now you're retreating. You tap that man in.
But maybe he do feel bad in his spirit about it. Maybe he don't like.
He should, because the fucking lyrics was black.
I don't think it has to do with the lyrics. I think it just has to do with putting another black man down that he respect. I don't think it was meant to be a diss. Drake didn't take it personal. Drake didn't write a verse against J. Cole calling himself Ali. I think it was just him bigging himself up. And if you took that personal, maybe you need to look at what's internally going on with you. Instead of just bigging your own self up, you came to put down other people. I don't see how that was a diss.
There's other things that be going on in the background with a lot of situations.
Yeah, speaking of that background, real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga. What's going on?
It be shit that be going on in the background that the public doesn't know about. And so now this thing that plays out in the public is all the people know. So this is what people are. I never choose sides. I always stay down the middle. Okay, I'm going to talk about the lyrics. So now I can see both sides with the Kendrick Lamar shit, and I can see both sides with the JT and Young Miami bullshit.
This week, Young Miami and JT got the squabbling over social media.
JT been beefing with everybody.
With everybody, right. First JT and Lil Rilla were feuding, and then after that it turned into JT and Carisha. I don't like how JT brought it to social media instead of calling her that girl directly. Like, why are you sneak dissing your homegirl on social media? Even if y'all not homegirls right now, once it go to social media, I had one of my closest friends put some bullshit about me on social media, and we just spoke for the first time for real last year, and that shit happened around 2019. Cause don't ever in your life try to play me on social media and think we're going to be friends again. Ever.
Are you saying that JT initiated this beef with Young Miami?
I'm not saying she initiated the beef. I'm saying she started speaking on it on social media.
How? When Young Miami put up, "You've been dissing me for weeks." That's just the first
because she. But she didn't at her. She didn't at her.
Okay.
So it was like you've been saying little shit about me for weeks on social media. Now I'm going to say something back, finally, because I know you're talking about me.
She had been arguing Sexy Red, Jesus Christ. She had been arguing with Gorilla Glow in the following days. Young Miami actually name dropped her first name first in these tweets without a response from JT. So yeah. I'm reading it. I'm reading the timestamps and stuff. So the thing is that even it, like, let's say, for instance, she didn't say Jatavia. Like, she called her name in her tweets, in her whole thing of tweets or whatever. If she didn't do that, if I know that you're talking about me, whether you're not saying my name right now in this moment or not, say it with your whole chest. So if I didn't come and respond to what I know you're now saying about me publicly on Twitter, because that should have never started, Young Miami should have never went to Twitter with the shit. So now if I respond to you knowing that you're talking about me, how is that me now bringing it to Twitter?
Well, I feel like it was JT that was making the subliminal messages first.
No, it wasn't. And that's why
Young Miami wasn't posting nothing. Young Miami wasn't talking about nothing on social media, period. She was real quiet.
Young Miami first tweet was, "A bitch been sneak dissing me for weeks and I ain't say shit. Bitch mad at me for what?" Right?
Right. So if she been sneak dissing her on social media for weeks.
But JT says she hadn't been. And even if you think your friend was sneak dissing you, why not address her heads up Call her.
She was doing that shit.
Call her. I don't think so. I don't believe so. I don't believe that they, I don't, I believe that they have not been good for a while now. We saw them on the Breakfast Club. Even there, I feel like JT was in a blind with Young Miami's attitude. Charlamagne asked Young Miami, no, excuse me. Charlamagne asked JT, which is she's if we're going to see her on Carisha's TV show. And she was like, you know, I don't know. We both got a lot of going on, da-da-da-da-da. And Young Miami came and straight said no. We're not even looking over at JT. She just is like, no, I don't think so. And you could clearly see JT get uncomfortable, like, damn, what the fuck? So they haven't been good for a while, I believe. And I mean, it just be shit going on in the background that people don't know. So then you also have the fans, I don't know why people call haters fans anyway, because you're no fan of me if you be hating on me via tweets and all that shit. You're not a
fan.
They
are fans because they're keeping up with you so they can hate on you. You're a fan. It may be negative energy that you send in my way, but you keeping up with my every move just so you can have some shit to talk.
Bitch, you're a fan. But anyway, the fans probably helped ignite the bullshit between them. Now, prior to JT beefing with Young Miami, she was also beefing with Gorilla Zoe. What the fuck?
Not Gorilla Zoe. Now he like, now see how I get in it.
Glorilla. Yo, that's funny as fuck. Okay, Glorilla. And the only thing I didn't like about that is how JT was saying how Glorilla grew up living on a blow up mattress. That girl was very vulnerable talking on Club Shay Shay. I am so happy for her after seeing that interview. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm happy that, and I feel like oftentimes it's usually the people who had the most struggle
that women
growing up. Yeah, because they got that hustle, that grind, right? That gets them to the next level. But she was very vulnerable. She was smiling the whole time talking about her childhood. Like, shit, fuck that shit now.
Right.
I'm good. Might be up tomorrow.
And then using it as ammo against me. Cause you yeah, like. And then the crazy part was, if you listen to the song, she said, we ain't got no, like, we ain't friends, but it ain't no beef. So it was like, she was really trying to clear the air. It wasn't like she was coming for JT, but JT wasn't having that.
Well, maybe because JT didn't get her lick back. Because Glorilla said, nah, I ain't slap you, but I did hit you with my pocketbook. So maybe JT ain't get her lick back. You know how you about to fight somebody and people start, like, breaking people up and holding people. Grab them and hold them.
Get but this is grown, like, these is grown-ass women. Well, I guess they still in their 20s, so they get a pass. They ain't even in their 30s yet. But JT said, girl, I'm going to poke you. Like the air mattress. And I was like, are we letting this slide? She's just talking about killing her. Like,
that shit funny as hell.
Poke holes in you is crazy to say. Like, dude, somebody got to die behind this?
I want both of them now to go on a comedy tour. Because goddamn, Glorilla funny as hell. And JT got them fucking jokes. Okay, I feel like they got an hour worth of stand-up comedy for each other.
Yeah, that shit was funny. She was like, girl, that's from stealing, not no fighting shit. Yeah. They'll post all your stealing mug shots like you a gangster.
Right.
You're just a terrible thief.
Right. Your big bitch kept getting caught. She had to change her profession right quick. So now she's a rapper. Mm-hmm. Funny times, man. Them kids. Hope everybody grows up next week, y'all. We just had the solar eclipse this week. And notice how Tam had to read all our editorials.
Y'all, this bitch looking at the sun with eyes.
I am magical. I can do it.
Now she came over here like, I can't see today. I need you to read.
Look, bitch, I can see, but I can't see the computer or the cell phone.
Or my fingers in front of me, if I wiggle them, I can't see them either.
Like, right now, it's a big star on your forehead, bitch. It's like real shiny on your forehead. I swear to God.
that's my aura, bitch. It be there every day. You just seeing it right now.
Look, maybe I can see things now because I cannot see these cell phones. I cannot see the computer screen. Like, it's like blurred up. But everything else in real life, I can see. I actually see more color, it appears. But
everybody was so hyped for this eclipse, and I just went to sleep. Like, I took a nap. I was so tired. I was waiting on it, but I had went to Dreamville. I drove back last night after I did not even stay, which was so stupid. So I was so tired. I was sitting up. It started getting a little dark. I was like, it's looking like nap time.
Got on a fucking group text. However, that eclipse was so uneventful. Girl, yeah. Bye. You asleep.
Yeah, I didn't hear no trumpet sound. That's what I was waiting on.
Not you waiting for the goddamn...
I sent everybody a message like, hey, I just want y'all to know I love y'all just in case Jesus come back and he take me and leave y'all here.
And when I text you back.
So crazy shit to talk about. Listen, I'm magical. I've lived here several lifetimes. And stop calling my house phone. Your man is not in the NBA. I was like, what? This bitch is insane.
Bitch, I'm God. That's what I was saying. But listen, y'all. I sun gaze all the time. Yeah, the solar eclipse, well, the sun is a little bit more hot. I think it's beaming more. But I wasn't outside. I was laying underneath my window in the house looking up at the fucking sun. Not the whole entire time, but I definitely was laying on the floor like meditating for like 2 hours and shit and periodically looking at the sun. And today now I have blurred vision a little bit, just a little bit. But this isn't the first time this has happened. And I'll get some repairs shortly.
Crazy. But what would you talk about? Stop calling your house phone. Do you have a house phone?
Girl, I was talking as if I'm God. I said my child. Yeah.
Oh, like, you was talking about husband. Stop calling my house phone for my husband. Okay, no, I get girl. It now.
I am God responding to your prayers.
Yeah, you saying I'm praying for
the main line, right? You know how
Jesus
people
on the main line. Yeah, I get it now. So I was like, this bitch got a house phone? That's weird.
You slow.
I just didn't think of you as God. I'm sorry. I wasn't in alignment with that.
Oh.
Okay. But let's get into it, y'all. We're going to have a commercial break and we'll be right back with our main topic. Don't beat them kids. We'll be right back.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, y'all. So over the weekend, AJ sent me this clip of a woman. You couldn't see the mom, but the camera was pointed at the her child's father's wife. And she was pretty much coming to check her because this woman, who else also helps to raise her kid, physically reprimanded her for misbehaving. And the mom was livid about her putting her hands on her child. And she said, well, her father gave me permission. She was misbehaving, you know, and I beat her ass, basically, and I'll do it again. That was her energy.
Don't say I'll beat her ass, because we don't even know if it was an actual ass whooping.
Well, it was a physical.
It could have been a pop-pop. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, pop-pop, that's a little ass whooping, a little pop-pop. So either way, the mom was upset, and we had, like, different opinions about it. We was like, okay, this is the topic. So what's your opinion, AJ?
Okay. I have been a stepmom to a few kids because these niggas be having kids. Mm-hmm. Now, while I am a big advocate for children, because I'll probably take anybody out of this world for fucking with a kid on my watch, right? I don't believe in corporal punishment for children. I do not believe in putting my hands on kids. That's for me, right? And that's for the kids that I've been around. Now, some kids may need their ass whooping. I think teenagers in particular do need to get their ass whooped. Mm-hmm. But like little people, I don't put my hands on little people, because if your goal as an adult is to make a little person cry, there's a lot more. You can just tell them, hey, I'm disappointed in you, and they'll bust out crying. So if that's the goal, I feel like once you put your hand on a child, you as the adult has lost control, not the child, right? Mm-hmm. But in some instances, in real time, the kid may need to be reprimanded in whatever way that adult sees suitable, right? Mm-hmm. And if this is this man's wife, he married her because he trusted her, right? Mm-hmm. This woman is showing up to the door, not putting her face on camera. I don't think it was a skit or anything either. I feel mm-hmm. like it was real.
Yeah.
She came to that door with a problem. And I can bet you 100% she doesn't have a man of her own. Mm-hmm. Because your husband was not letting you pull up at your ex-husband's house to talk crazy to the wife and him like that. If you had a man to course correct your ass at the house. So it's a little bit of bitter baby mama shit in the background.
We don't know that. That's a speculation.
Girl, that is not a speculation. It is. I have seen this before.
But you're assuming that. That was nowhere in the video.
It wasn't in the video. But she called her a hoe or bitch or something like that. And she was like, why are you coming to the door calling your ex's wife out their name like that?
It might be a backstory.
That girl was very calm with her initially. And then she got irate and she matched her energy eventually. And then the husband came to the door like, who the fuck you at the door arguing with? Mm-hmm. And it was her. And he was like, you know, I gave her permission. So she communicated with him what was going on because mm-hmm. he is the other parent. Right. And obviously you trust this man with your child because the child is still able to go over to this house. Mm-hmm. Right. He obviously has good judgment in whatever with this woman.
We
right.
Know that.
He gave her permission to reprimand a child. What's your beef? Because he's also a parent. He's also the kid's parent, too.
My beef is don't nobody put their motherfucking hands on my baby. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who you marry. I don't give a fuck who she thinks she is. Do not put your hands on my child. You tell me you can take her phone away. You can take her toys away. You can punish her and ground her, have her sit in the corner, do all the things, but do not physically reprimand my kid. I want my child to respect you in your home. Absolutely. Call me and I will knock her head through the door. Between the washer and the dryer. But don't you do it. Don't you ever do it. And listen, I've been in relationships where we had the kids like at least for the summertime, and then it went into the school year, and I never once thought of ever, and they would misbehave, I never thought of once ever putting my hands on those kids, because what are they really doing that bad that I needed to physically reprimand them? I just didn't see the point for me to do that. Like, I would be like, listen, if you don't start behaving, I'm going to tell your dad what you're doing. And he can do it. But the idea of me putting my hands on any child, I'm really not a big person on beating kids, you know, because that's just, I don't know. I'm just not
so
a huge on
that. So if you are the mom, right, and you mm-hmm. beat your child, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like nobody should put their hands on a kid.
Right. I'm not like a huge beater.
Parent.
Yeah, right. I'm not a huge beater, but if it's going to happen, it's going to be me. It's not going to be no stepmama, no stepdaddy, no step nothing. Because I'm going to step my foot in your ass. And that should have been communicated before, prior. Like, there should have been a conversation about it because I'm coming swinging if I find out that you put your hands on my kids.
But based on her tone, I don't think she's a woman that you can reason with. I don't think that's someone that he could have.
She might have just been upset. You know, you never know how you when you have this your baby and you find out that somebody physically put their hands on them. She might have just been mad about her child. You know, like who thought she had the right to do that? Who gave her? I don't give a fuck what he said. Don't ever.
As a single woman, well, as a woman with no children and in relationships with men with children, I'm always a huge advocate for the village. I'm always a huge advocate for blended families, right? Because people don't always stay together. So most people have a step parent. A lot of people have step parents. So imagine in real time, we out of town somewhere and I'm supposed to. I feel like if a kid does something, it needs to be addressed right then and there. Just like when you're training a dog. Right? You don't wait till 2-3 hours later to beat the dog for some shit he did 2-3 hours ago, right? So in that moment when the thing is happening and you need to course correct a child, the step parent should be able to. I am not talking about abusing a child. I got a perfect example. My niece, when she's a grown ass woman now, but when she was a kid, my sister is now married to this man, but at the time it was her boyfriend. He pulled my niece's tooth out. She had a tooth coming out and he removed the tooth. She then tells her daddy that he hit her. Her dad then comes to my sister's house and fought her boyfriend. The living boyfriend who's been raising your child when you're not there. mm-hmm. right? They then get into a fight because the daughter couldn't articulate really. Now, that's where it depends on the age of the child also and how their what's their perception of what happened and how hard they got hit, mm-hmm. right? So now they can exaggerate a situation, especially mom, if you're at home already talking shit about your husband, your ex and his wife now, right? So all this the kid is hearing. So there's a lot of things based just watching a video that, no, we don't know, right? But I know this type of woman. I know this type, this prototype of person. If you can run up to a woman's house and you're behind a camera not showing your face, if she really abused your child, why didn't you show up with the police? Why are you now trying to handle this situation by yourself? And where's your man?
Because she wanted smoke, I think.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and but if you put your hands on my baby, I might want smoke with you too.
It just depends. I'm not going to automatically go to smoke. I'm not going to, as the ex, I'm not going to automatically go to smoke because regardless of what, this is this man's wife. I need to understand what happened and why the ass whooping was justified. I'm not going to reprimand now a grown woman, right? I'm not going to assume you're abusing my child. I'm not going to do that. That's very dangerous.
Yeah, but just putting your hands on my child, period, is a problem for me. But I definitely would have communicated that up front, you know.
Like, yeah, listen, once you get into a relationship, I feel like everybody should talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I want her, my child to respect you. And if my child misbehaves and does anything that you deem where she needs to be spanked, please call me because I'll be on my way to do it. But please do not put your hands on my child. That's the only thing I ask that you don't do is physically. Because, you know, physical, it can turn into abuse, especially when someone is angry. You should never beat a kid while you're mad. You should never do that.
That's usually when kids get their ass whooped.
I know, but you shouldn't. Because it can be abuse. A lot of us growing up, we were abused. Let's keep it real. Absolutely.
But who were we abused by? Were we abused by steps or were we abused by our mom, our actual...
I can't speak. I haven't had... I never had a step parent, so I can't speak to that. But the only people who was beating me was my mom and my grandma. My daddy never whooped us, but they used to whoop our ass up. So I couldn't imagine having someone else who's angry at my child for misbehaving putting their hands on them. Mm-mm.
What happened to me growing up, not from like a step, but the fucking daycare. Like these people obviously was from a time where anybody could beat the kids. And my mom, once I finally like realized that it was wrong that it was happening to me, when I tell you my mom went up there like Sonic the fucking Hedgehog, her and my aunt.
Exactly. Don't put your hands on my baby. I fucking air this place out.
But it wasn't just putting her hands on me. Like, them motherfuckers was putting my head underneath the water in the bathroom and shit like that. Like, I was really being abused. But didn't know. No, I that wasn't going on with me at the house, but it was going on with other kids at the facility. So I just thought that was regular.
That was black.
Yes, girl. But it was like a feud. So my family has a soul food restaurant.
Not you was getting waterboarded at the daycare center. Girl, God damn.
Girl, they used to have this big ass pink brush and those novelty big thick pencils from back mm-hmm. in the day. And they would hit us on our knuckles with it and then pinch it so it not swell up.
Ooh.
That was how we were disciplined.
Yeah, that's abuse.
And like, y'all, I used to get disciplined because I wasn't bad, but I was peeing up the mat at nap time.
Oh, you were still potty, like, you know?
Yeah, I'm talking about like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, you getting beat for that is crazy.
Yep.
But I bet you stopped.
No, that does not stop a kid from peeing on themselves, man. You know, in my last relationship, I did not agree with his parenting style at all. And one morning he was like, wait till you have some kids and then you could tell me. But I'm like, if I'm going to be with you, right? And I'm going to have to deal with this. He's a little boy now, but he's mm-hmm. going to be a teenager at some point. If I'm going to have to be in his life when he has issues from how you raised him, I have something to say today.
Right.
I'm going to say something if I don't like what's going on.
Me too. I will. I don't have no problem with that. I just ain't don't want to physically. Have you seen a kid's face after someone beats them? It's the saddest thing in the world. I couldn't imagine causing that to my child or anybody else's child.
Now, see, that's the difference. We not beating anybody. Nobody's getting beat by us, right? But if your kid is getting beat at the house, how could you tell somebody else not to beat them? oh, I can be the only abuser over here. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it depends on, like, it don't have to be abuse. It could be, you know, a reprimand. But I just don't want nobody else doing it. Because I know I love my baby. I don't know if you love them. So I don't know how you are going to respond to this misbehavior. And will it be in a way that I, you know, feel like it's going to teach the child a proper lesson? Or is it just to give them pain? You know, so I don't know.
That's where the adults need to communicate. Like I said, if your significant other meets or ex, right, meets a new person that's going to be around your child, you should want to meet this person. There's a lot of women who don't want to meet the newbie.
Yeah.
They don't want to meet you. They don't want to have a conversation. But if I'm going to be around your child now I gotta force a meeting with you as the mom. A lot of people do not have the maturity to deal with these things. And that's what I was seeing in that video. She did not have the emotional intelligence to handle this situation properly. And the way she came off crazy, the girl said, well, this is probably, you're probably the reason why your daughter being rude over here.
Mm. And that's very, maybe possibly true. But I don't give a damn. Don't put your hands on her.
Nah, I'm never going to have that attitude with another woman. If I had a kid and this man chose this woman to be with, I want to meet her.
Yeah, absolutely. But still,
I
want to
have a conversation and we could talk about all of these things. You know, and especially depending on, like, say, for instance, this lady has been in this kid's life since 1 year old, you know, and this man has been married to her for 10 years. Are you saying he can't? Imagine a grown man, right? Imagine, like, the other side of this, the woman, the baby mom. Imagine her having a man and the child is a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And that man that's in the house can't discipline this boy in his house. That's a problem.
He can discipline him. Like, physical is not the only discipline. There's all forms of discipline that are effective outside of physical. You know?
That's what I'm saying. But nobody should hit the child if that's the case. For you to say, I can whip my child and knock her head between the washing machine and dryer, but nobody else can, is a bigger problem to me.
Why? I'm the mother who pushed her out.
That's an ego.
No, it's you not. Don't own,
yeah,
no, it's
not. That's too much not ego to me. For me.
Not
yeah,
to me. This is
ego.
My child. That I pushed out, and I ain't nobody gonna put their hands on her but me, cause I'm gonna do everything I do is with love, everything. But you may not love my kid the same way. You might you marry him now, y'all might not even be together next year. Are you still gonna have a relationship with my child? You might divorce everybody. So no, don't ever put your hands on my baby ever. I don't care. I just don't care. Maybe I don't have the emotional intelligence that requires that, and it is what it is. But don't do it, because now I'm going to jail about mine.
A lot of paternal parents go to prison for abuse. They go to prison for neglect. It's not just step parents. So if a child is going to be abused, it could happen from the hands of a step parent. It can happen. From
I
a
agree,
paternal
but
parent.
I'm just speaking on me. You know, I'm just speaking on me, and I know that I would not abuse my child. I'm not even a big advocate for physical punishment, but if it happens, it will be because I decided that was something that happened, not the stepmama.
Yeah,
You can call me and tell me what happened, and I'll do it because I want my child to respect you. I want my child to respect all adults. So there will be punishment for that, but I don't know if it'll be physical, and you don't get to decide that, period.
Yeah. I just think that we are different from this person in the video.
Yeah.
So based on that video, she wanted smoke with this woman, period.
I understood.
And there are a lot of women like her, mm-hmm. and you may not, you could say, oh, we don't know if she bitter or not. That's all I heard. That's all I heard, because at what point do you not call, she says she called him and he doesn't answer his phone, right? There mm-hmm. might be a reason why he don't answer the phone for her.
Yeah, but they got a kid together, so they need to work past whatever it is so he can answer the phone. You know?
Have y'all ever, this is another question we should have posed, like, but how is it dealing with these women of the baby mamas? Like, it could be real, I don't give off the energy that anybody could play with me like that, so I've never had a problem for real. With I've had more so of a problem with the dad, like him not facilitating the relationship,
mm-hmm.
right, with me and this other person. But I've never actually had a direct issue with a bitch.
Man, I done had a bitch really like, well, I know this bitch used to wake up in the morning and be like, how can I fuck up Tammy's day today? Like, I swear that's how that bitch woke up. She just always, everything was a problem. Everything. Oh, my God. Like, how I did their hair was a problem. And if I took, like, I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to take these girls with me to get their nails done, too. Don't take my kids to get their nails done. They came here with chipped up polish on. It's not like I'm going to get acrylic. I'm just going to get their polish redone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. She just didn't want me to do nothing with them kids. Like, it was just so bad. And I was like, well, me and her need to have a conversation. We need to talk. She needs to have my number because their dad is at work all day. I'm with these kids all day long. You need to talk to me. You know, you need to let me know what's okay and what's not. You know, but she refused to have a conversation with me. It's just such a mess. Ugh.
That's so, and that's what I saw in the video, though. I saw somebody who refused to co-parent. That's, you cannot dictate what this man is doing in his house with this child. He has just as much right to the child as you do, apparently.
I agree. The father right? does. But we would just have to have a conversation about physical punishment because that's just not something I'm okay with. My soul don't like J. Cole. I couldn't sleep for 2 days. It just didn't sit right with my spirit because why?
Now, listen, we did ask you guys, our listeners on Instagram, to give us your take on this particular video. So when we come back from break, we're going to listen to somebody. And I like this part now. Okay, I like listening to people calling. Okay,
mm-hmm,
so
too.
We'll be right back.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
All right, so y'all, we are back, and the first caller is actually a guy. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey, this is Joe from Columbia. And weighing in on the topic, I think that, you know, it depends on the parents, the responsible adults, the parents who gets to discipline the child. I'm one that don't particularly care to discipline someone else's child physically. However, if there is a need and in real time I had to make that decision, and I'm talking about emergency only, and it'll be justified and I can deal with the other parent, you know, when it comes to that. But for the most part, I personally, opinion wise, I don't know why one parent would want to or would be willing to discipline another child that's not his own. But that's a touchy subject. And I think that, you know, it boils down to the parents and how responsible and how much someone trusts the other parent's decision making. Me personally, again, I wouldn't want to discipline someone else's child. I would have to be asked to do that, which I'd be uncomfortable. But I'd also be uncomfortable if the emergency situation happened and I had to. That child would have put me in a uncomfortable position to need to discipline them physically. Now, as far as, you know, the woman I'm dealing with, now I don't think she would want to discipline my children physically, but I would have to say I'm open to her in an emergency situation having to do that. I know she wouldn't, though. I honestly have to say I know she wouldn't do that. So, you know, that's where I stand on it. You know, if someone other than me discipline my child, I personally wouldn't have a problem with it. When they're out of line, they're out of line. And that's for me and that other parent or that other adult to discuss. And then I'll judge that, you know, at that moment with that person face to face. But if it's unjust, then I'll step in and defend my child. But if it's just, then, you know, he got what he deserves, and the world is going to treat him worse.
Emergency situation ass whoopings is crazy.
Yeah, what is an emergency ass whooping? Not you going to break the glass on the belt. It's an emergency. Give me the whoopsh, whoopsh, whoopsh.
Yo, emergency ass whooping.
But you know what I thought about? Give me the gun, Trey. Give me the gun, Trey. Like that. That's an emergency situation, I
Boys
guess.
Boys in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Furious Style would have beat Trey up in that moment. He might have stayed home.
Listen, I agree with him. I'm not going to create friction between my ex and his significant other in regards to disciplining the kids. I would suggest, yes, don't put your hand on the kid. I don't beat my child. They'll know that. Mm-hmm. Because I can articulate that to them. Mm-hmm. She probably never explicitly stated shit based on that video.
She yeah, because I think smoke. She would have been like, I already told you.
No, she did say that. I think she said that.
She said, oh, no, already.
She said she told him she don't want nobody. She told him that she don't want nobody putting their hands on her child. But that could have just been before anything ever even happened. Like, why are you even assuming at some point somebody going to beat your child? But it happened. Yeah. Somebody did beat the kid, but I don't, mm-hmm. I'm not, I don't know. I like harmony.
Me too. I prefer harmony, and I don't want my kid to get beat, period.
But if your kid need that ass whoop, like.
I'll do it.
Nah.
I'll do it.
Okay, let's listen to the next call, y'all.
You ain't never had a delayed ass whooping? All your ass whoopings came in real time?
Yes.
You ain't never absolutely. Like, you gonna get your ass beat when you get home. You no, ain't never had that?
That's always. Abuse to me. That's abuse.
How is that abuse?
Because you ruined the kid's day for the rest of the day. Y'all
they,
are out.
Apparently, y'all are, whatever they did deserved it.
Nah. We out somewhere. You in the midst of you not being, when you told me you were gonna beat my ass, you were probably upset, right? At that mm-hmm. moment. Mm-hmm. The day down went on, you no longer upset. Not you keeping your word and really whipping my ass 6 hours later. That is fucking crazy to me. It needs to happen right then and there. Delayed ass whoopings are abuse to me.
You can't whip them in public.
You could have took them in the bathroom. Take them in the bathroom.
You can get in trouble for that. You can go to jail for that now.
Keep your hands off little people. That's what I'm hearing. Because if it's against the law to whip your child now, keep your hands off of little people. Everybody. How about that? How about that?
You don't sit your
you don't own these people.
When I get
you don't them, own these people. Those I'm kids, you don't own them just because you had them.
Legs up when we get to the house.
That is abuse. I never talk to a kid like that. I never fold my top lip at a kid. Like, let me tell you what I used to do with my ex's fucking son. When them niggas wouldn't do what I say, I just delayed doing the things that they needed me to do. Like, feed them. Y'all want lunch? Y'all had breakfast, right? Y'all want lunch? I have told you to clean this room 10 times now. Guess what happens when they start coming? I'm hungry. I just delay getting up to make them something to fucking eat.
Now that's abuse to me.
That is not abuse. They're not that hungry. They want a snack. They want like little bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Throughout the day. So because you didn't do what I asked you to do very nicely, I'm not jumping to do anything a little person tells me to do. You're going to wait now.
I remember one time I had cooked dinner for the kids and they did not want what I prepared. But they eat it all the time. It wasn't like something that they didn't eat. They just wanted to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch instead of the dinner. And my boyfriend at the time let them eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch instead of what I prepared. And our money was tight. So we didn't have a lot of money like that. And it pissed me off that they didn't have to eat that dinner. So, and they was just sitting there happy eating their little Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was like, okay, I got something for that. So the next day they was like, what's for breakfast? I was like, dinner is for breakfast.
See, that's a nice ass whooping. That's a good one.
Dinner is for fucking breakfast. That's what y'all about to eat. Y'all gonna eat this food.
No, see, my ex was different. Like, he was gonna force them to eat whatever I cooked, but my food was always good. Them niggas would wake up, he be done gave them some bullshit. They waiting for me to get up so they can say, like, no, we want your breakfast. I have literally forced myself to eat some shit I didn't like while I'm watching the boys cry about having to eat this bullshit their daddy done cooked. And I'm forcing myself to eat it so they don't have to eat it by themselves. We always be abused. All right, let's go to the next call. Let's see what we talk about.
Hello, calling to answer the question, would I let my man, ex-husband, whatever significant other discipline our child? The answer is no. No, I would not. Just because I don't know that hoe, and even if I did know that hoe, I don't know that hoe. I would love that, you know, if me and my man did not work out and, you know, he moved on and I moved on, I would love to have a great co-parenting relationship with not only him and I, but with our significant others. But I think that disciplining my child physically is like where I draw the line, because it can be a teaching moment for me. maybe like a top pod lay it down for her. So where I would think like, oh, okay, this is not a, you know, a whoop situation. This is a situation where I can like have a conversation. You know, it may be like a situation where she's just like, oh, we're going straight to a whooping, and that's not, I don't. So I would prefer that, you know, she had a conversation with me in like that kind of situation. She just called me up and be like, hey, this is what's going on. And then I can decide, you know, what I'm going to do with my child in that moment. So yeah. And still, I don't know that hoe. Have a good one.
You see? I don't know that hoe. Like, why we even have that type of energy for the other person? What is going on between you and this man's relation? I'm not talking about her in particular, but this is a lot of women. I don't know that hoe. Like, why don't you know that hoe? This hoe is around your child. Why?
Right, you need to know that hoe.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't want to know that hoe. That's terrible. Like, I need to know everybody that's around my child, because women are predators as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to know everybody. So some at some point somebody got to be an adult. May it be him, the new girlfriend slash or wife, or you. Somebody has to be the bigger person and have these conversations. Okay, so there's no confusion on what needs to be happening.
Right. So in that relationship, she was like, I'm not talking to her until she apologized to me. And I was like, bitch, you need to just let bygones be bygones, because you ain't getting no apology. Let's just move forward for the sake of the kids. Let's just have these conversations about the kids. We can do that. But an apology you will not get.
What you was needing to apologize for? What did you do?
Because I cussed her the fuck out.
Why?
Because she was talking shit about me in his mm-hmm. phone, and I seen it. So I called her motherfucking ass. And I was like, sis, you got so much to say, bitch.
So now she's trying to make you, now the new girlfriend, bow down. No, we ain't doing that.
Right. I'm not bowing down to you. Let's just move forward, because you already was out your mouth wrong, and that's why I had to come correct you. That's why. Right. I didn't want no smoke with you, but you asked for it. So let's just move forward, and let's talk about these kids.
Shame. All right, let's see. Next caller.
Yes, so if the dad is an active father, meaning he takes full responsibility of the child with the mother, then yes, I would be open to his girlfriend or wife disciplining the child. If he's not an active father, then I would not be open to it.
I mean, he probably, if he's not an active father, and you just, he only sees his kid like once every few months type shit.
And then a bitch beating him?
No.
That is crazy. I'm coming over there with a gun for everybody. Because why? He ain't seen this baby in 7 months.
Nigga, you can't even beat this kid.
Right. And she come home talking about, I got beat. What? That's crazy. This should be a happy experience. We don't know when it's going to happen again.
Yo, keep the kids from non-active parents, inactive parents.
No, because we want them to become active parents. So you want to let them see their parent as much as possible, but please don't put your hands on them if you're not present. That's insane. They going to hate you. You already don't come around, and you beat me when I do see you. It's insane.
Yo, next caller.
So can the baby dad, current wife, or living girlfriend discipline the child physically? My response to that is I know that I don't feel comfortable physically disciplining someone else's children that I might be seeing. So with that said, I probably wouldn't be comfortable with someone doing that with mine. I feel like if both living parents are present, there's no need for me to step in physically. I should be able to verbally reprimand them or give them some types of consequences if I am playing a part in helping to raise them. But to physically discipline them, I feel like I would rather leave that up to the two living parents, because at the end of the day, these children I didn't give birth to. They have two living parents. They can handle that piece. But if I do have to be a part of their lives in raising them, then I would like to think that at the very least I can verbally or some other productive way of reprimanding them, I think that could take place. So yeah, I can't see myself feeling comfortable physically reprimanding somebody else's kids.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable reprimanding any kid, though, maybe my own or someone else's. That's the only point I'm really trying to make, I think. If you yourself practice corporal punishment on your child, how do you then get mad when somebody else doesn't?
Because it's my child. It's not their child.
Yeah, that's just weird to me. Nobody should be hitting a child. All right, we got one more caller and we're going to wrap it up.
I think it really just depends on the relationship that you have with that child, because some of these girlfriends have been around since the kid was a baby. But then again, you are just a girlfriend. I mean, you're not even a wife. But I have had a man who had his kids with me like 24/7. He really just put this responsibility on me because his mother wasn't around, so I was just kind of helping him out. And it would be times when his daughter was really just out of line, and, you know, he had them with me all the time. And it's like, with my kids, I am disciplining them. You know, I would spank them. And his kids, he didn't want me to spank them. But it's like, you're leaving these kids with me 24/7. And, you know, because he had to work or go out of town or something. And you don't want me to spank them. But I'm spanking my kids. I don't know. Like I said, it just depends.
Why the fuck you got these kids so long?
That's how I used to be feeling. Why the fuck I got these kids so long?
Yo, leaving your kids with somebody for 24 hours is wild, okay? Longer than she was like, he going out of town. Where is their mama? One of my good friends, this guy used to date. We're still really good friends, but he has a daughter. When I tell you, she's such an angel. She is the sweetest little girl. She's so brilliant. Like, I could not see anybody not liking her. And this girl he was dating was like really like telling him, oh, you baby her too much and you do too much for her. Like, literally, his daughter was sitting next to him because they're at Thanksgiving with her family. The baby don't know anybody else. She's 7 years old. She doesn't know anybody else at the house. Of course, I'm staying up underneath my dad. This bitch waits until she moves to, like, take her seat by her dad. And she's like, can I have my seat back? Like, she was playing these type of games with a little girl. And when I tell you, I'm like,
so she was jealous of the baby.
Yes. Where is this bitch? Yeah. I was feeling so bad because, like, where is this bitch? And I don't want to be with your daddy, but I love you nonetheless. But I did not like the fact that it was a woman mistreating this little angel.
Right.
Bitch, I'll beat you up about that girl. But
yeah, that's insane.
I don't know, man. You got to be careful with women. You do have to be careful with people. But that's where communication comes in at. You know, somebody has to be the bigger person and have the hard conversations so that everybody is on the same page. You cannot just pull up at my door. Because Tammy was like, she would have beat the bitch up as soon as she got to the house.
Yeah, but that's because I would have made it very clear how I felt about it. It wouldn't have been like, I didn't know. No, you knew exactly like what was up when it came to physical punishment for my child. Now I got to do the same thing to you.
And as the girlfriend or wife, I said I would beat that bitch up as soon as I opened my door.
Or got beat up, whichever one came first, baby.
You got to my house.
Whichever one came first. That don't mean you going to win. That don't mean you're going to win, cuz listen. Period. Like,
I might not have to fight. You might have got shot. Now the kid don't got a parent.
You ain't the only one with a gun.
Now I got your kid. How about that?
You ain't the only one with the gun. Don't put your hands on my baby. But that's just a conversation that needs to be had, you know, prior to, very clearly, with all parties involved.
Yeah. I don't know. Keep your hands off little people. That's my last.
Yeah.
Little children have half the life experiences of an adult. You cannot expect them to know what you know. You're going to have to repeat yourself 1,000 times. You got to have patience when dealing with little people. Keep your fucking cool. The people who I see yelling and cussing their kids out in public, I think you're a problem more than that kid.
Yeah. Because
how did you let the kid get you there?
And then, but you know, these kids will work your last fucking nerve, though. They will. They'll take you to the outer limits. I remember one time we were in Belgium. Me, my sister, we took all her friends came and everybody took their kids. And my niece was just had the soul of Satan in her that day. I don't know. She was just she was behaving so terribly. Oh my God. And my sister came to me. She's like, I need you to get your niece. And I need you to get her the fuck away from me because I'm going to jail today. And I knew my sister was at her wit's end. And she's a very patient person. Like, she's very nonviolent and very patient. But I knew that in that moment that I needed to get my niece very far away from her because she was about to die.
I don't know, man.
So the kids will take you there. She had like the spawn of Satan. Everything that she could do bad, she was doing it. God damn, sit your motherfucking ass down somewhere.
Yeah, man. And that's also, it also goes back to like, you shouldn't be doing it by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be having to parent by yourself. Because I think it gets even more frustrating at that point because you're always the disciplinary. You're always having to be the responsible person in this situation. Like, where is the other parent? So I see where the frustration comes from when raising children. Without mm-hmm. having to be a parent myself, I'm definitely a mom. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother at heart.
Yeah.
But I think the longer you live without having kids, you see, I feel like both you and I would be very, very good parents.
Oh, thank okay, you. I think so.
We have a lot of time to see what the fuck we ain't about to do with these goddamn kids. I feel like when you treat kids like adults, they act like adults.
Mm-hmm.
When you treat them like a kid, they act like a kid.
Right.
So I never subscribe to the, this came out of me, this is mine. I feel like children choose their parents. We don't choose our children. So you have to realize that, yes, you did give birth to this thing, and it's you are responsible for this gift also. I just remember growing up and never feeling like I had a place to live because it was my mama house. My mama. That's how I felt growing up. I don't ever want my kid to feel like they don't belong somewhere or like it's a privilege to be here because it's not. They didn't ask to be here. You are responsible for them.
Right, but you also don't want your kid to grow up entitled and acting like they don't understand the value of what you're providing them. You know, I'm providing this for you, and I want you to understand that it is a luxury to have these things because some people don't have them, so you need to appreciate them and act as such. Yeah, you know.
Balance.
So it got to be balance because you don't got no, you come, you slamming the door, you don't have no door. You don't have no door. That's my door. You slamming.
No, that's their door.
They ain't got no door. They don't have a door to slam yet. When you buy a door and you pay for it, you can slam that motherfucker till it come off the hinge. But in here, no.
Yo, we used to break my oldest
door. I'll take the door from you. I will take it. You come home from school, won't be no door. Your door on Craigslist. Your door on eBay, baby. You don't have no door no more. Please don't play with me.
All right, y'all. Hands off the motherfucking churn. You ain't my daddy. You ain't my mama. The minute a kid tell me that shit, they can't come to my house no more.
You're not my dad. Remember that video?
Y'all, listen, hold on. Before we go, nah, I remember when I was leaving my ex. Nah, I was taking the girl, because I eat a lot of things people don't eat, right? So I'm not taking like things out the refrigerator that I know they would eat. I'm taking things that I know they don't eat that will just go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, why this little nigga standing at the threshold of the kitchen like, why you taking all our food? I was like, you know, you just like your fucking daddy. Bye. Nobody taking all y'all food that I bought. The fuck?
Bye, Lance.
Fat they bitch in the kitchen taking all the food.
That little kid said, bye, Lance.
He ain't have no loyalty to me, boy. It's like, you and my daddy ain't together no more? All right, bye, bitch.
But don't take the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, bitch.
All right, y'all, if you enjoyed this episode, y'all tune in every Thursday on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. This is your co-host AJ Holiday 2.0 on Instagrams. Kick it, Tam.
Y'all, it's Tam Bam, y'all. I just want to say that I'm getting finer every day. Y'all need to hop on my page and get on this Herbalife and get y'all life together and join my close friends, because these girls is getting it together and summer is on the way. Log in, look at my page, join me. Join me. I want y'all to be my friend and let's do this together. Y'all, it's official Tam Bam. Remember to speak now.
And never hold your motherfucker Herbalife on this goddamn podcast. Have a good day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.